I've counted my birthday savings 3 times, and at this rate, I don't think I'll ever have enough money to clone myself. I guess it doesn't help that cloning people isn't really a thing yet. Trust me, if it was, my mom would have already taken me in to make an identical model. One for her, one for Dad. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. But since there can only be one sweet pea, my parents have decided that the next best way to deal with their divorce is to have 2 houses. 2 completely separate houses on the same street that look just about as identical as 2 different houses could. Similar paint and rugs, and even furniture. Mom gets the original, and Dad gets the dupe, which makes sense since the old house belonged to Nana, Mom's mom, before she died. I've spent a lot of time thinking about which of my things to take to Dad's house, but I'm what Mrs. Young calls a visual learner, so this morning, Oscar Rivera, my best and only friend, and I took an old roll of Dad's blue painter's tape and split my room in 2. It reminds me of the blue line down the middle of the gym that Coach Jeffers uses for dodgeball, which, if you ask me, is even crueler than the section on rope climbing we did last fall. Not only do your classmates have a popularity deathmatch picking teams, but then they get to peg you with rubber balls, too. Hopefully, packing up my room won't be quite as traumatic. "What's your mom gonna say when she comes home and finds your room like this?" Oscar asks, his shiny black hair swirled into a perfect mold using his latest discovery from the drugstore. Pomade, a sticky hair product that comes in a glass jar and Oscar swears is a miracle. I shrug as I take a second to process the damage. My room looks like someone came in with a giant eraser and just wiped away half of the whole place, leaving the other side in its usual state of perfectly organized mess. Unmade bed, mismatching socks stuffed under the bed, and stacks of old homework and newspaper clippings piled up on my nightstand. I won't be home to find out. It's Dad's night. Since there are only 7 days in a week, every other week, Mom and Dad take turns with who gets me for 3 nights and who gets 4 nights. Mom says it's imperative that neither of them is perceived as the dominant parent. But if you ask me, all you have to do to figure out which of my parents is in charge is ask yourself who's making the rules to begin with. If you guessed Mom, ding, 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 you're right. I split the books by alphabetical order. Mom's house gets A through M, and Dad's house gets the rest. The division of all my other belongings was much slower and more snoozeworthy. But as Oscar constantly reminds me, if I ever need anything, I'll be 2 houses down the street, separated only by Miss Flora May's hulking 2-story house. "At least you didn't cut your sheets in half," he says, and reaches down for a box with Sweet Peas desk stuff scrawled across the side. "Lift with your knees," I say, mimicking what I've heard Mr. McMullen shouted his employees from behind his desk at Love's Hardware.
"I wasn't built for grunt work," says Oscar as he heads for the door. "You got the last box?"
"Yep, see you over there." I squat down to tape the flaps of the final box shut before standing, doing my best to lift with my knees. What does that even mean anyway? And why did I cram so much stuff in this box? But then, just as I steady myself, a growling meow vibrates from inside the box. "Holy crud!" I snap and drop it on the rug. Another meow, this one a little softer. "Oh, cheese! I'm so sorry." I rip the tape from the box. "Cheese, you gotta forgive me, buddy." Cheese is my 15-pound orange tabby. No wonder the thing was heavier than I expected. He leaps from the box full of random desk clutter and saunters out of my bedroom, his tail slapping the doorframe. "Cheese," I call once more. "I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry." What can I say? The cat can hold a grudge. Like kitty, like owner.